He had a ton of success at the college level, and Mike Sullivan was great for us, and you know, he coached in the Super Bowl and all that. But we're excited about learning the new offense, and I think there's going to be a lot of good things that go in over these next few weeks that get us ready for camp in August.
Mike, you've had a chance to kind of evaluate yourself probably by now from last year, now that you have a chance to look back at it. How do you think it went, and what things do you want to improve on as far as going forward goes?
I think, you know, going back and looking, I think there was a lot of things I did good, and there's definitely things that I can work on, but I think overall I played well for the situation at hand and something to really build on. I mean, at a young age and everything, I mean, age doesn't matter at this level because bottom line is you have to win. But overall, I felt like I played well. Some things I need to work on, you know, just continuing to develop as an NFL quarterback and maybe make some better decisions here and there, work on my feet, work on throwing under pressure, all the things that every quarterback in the NFL is working on.
Did you have a lot of questions when you came in here to talk with Lovie just to get a feel of what your role is going to be and what he expects out of you?
I think I understand that the NFL is a business, and at different times you may have to take different roles, but at the same time, that's not going to let me stop from competing. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help this team win, and that's the mindset I have.
What have you been working on this offseason so far?
Well, really, you know, with all the rules, it's hard to do a whole lot with the new offense. But I've just been throwing pretty often with some of the guys that hung out in Tampa. I've been working out, just working on getting, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, the typical things in the off season. And now that we're going and have the playbook, I can really kind of dive into that and start trying to master the new offense we have.
How much do you put an emphasis on learning all these new faces that you see? A quick amount of time.
Yeah, well, I have a little head start, but I mean, there's a lot of new guys around here. It almost, the way I described it is it felt like you went from like a middle school to a high school where you know some of the guys, but there's still a lot of new faces that take some time to get to know everybody. But it's been good so far. Everyone's been, you know, like I said, it seems like we got some guys that are going to be really good teammates, and that's really important.
Mike, you said that, you know, how limited you are with the real NFL rules but working out. You ever get a chance, and you also referenced guys sticking around camp, you ever get a chance maybe to go up a high school field or somewhere and throw passes with people?
Yeah, we some of the guys that were around, we had to go to a park because some of the high schools, it just didn't work out. But, yes, a couple times a week I go out there, actually a lot with Dan Orlowski and then some of the receivers that were still around. But we would go out there a couple times a week and throw and just to get us back into the swing of things.
Mike, we found out Josh was loving Josh's starter at
News
Conference. How did you find out?
Shortly after they had signed Josh, Lovie gave me a call and informed me.
What was the message you came away with from the meeting that Lovie had with the team yesterday?
It's good. I mean, he's been successful in the past, and I think guys are really excited about him. And I think, you know, his message is clear of how we want to win. What it's going to take to get there, and it started yesterday, and it's going to be a long road, but if we just take it one day at a time and follow his lead, I think we're going to have a good team.
Is there one thing he said that really kind of hit home?
Nothing in particular. I think just his overall spiel of what he believes in and how things are going to be done here, and I think overall the team left impressed.
Can you sense any of the differences even just a couple of days having an offensive coordinator and a quarterback's coach who actually played the position?
I mean, there's just little things here and there that, you know, Marcus he mentions, because I played, I understand what you're going through. And obviously Coach Tedford played a while in the CFL and all that. And but at the same time, I think these guys are here for a reason. They're one of the smartest minds in the world when it comes to offensive football. And that's no different than other coaches, whether they played it or not. But so far, I've been impressed with their knowledge and passion for the game.
What was your reaction when Lovie told you that you say understood? What did you say?
I don't remember exactly what I said. I realized that I'm just going to have to continue to work hard and improve myself. But at the same time, I'm going to do whatever he feels is best for the team.
Did he give you a reason?
He just said to start out. There's got to be a person to start, that goes out with the first group first, and that person is going to be Josh.
You believe you have the chance, though, to win that position with your work?
Lovey said it to me. He said it to the team yesterday that best players are going to play, and I don't think that's any different for the quarterback position.
Do you have any thoughts or memories about Mike Williams? And was he one of the guys that you feel with in town?
He's been rehabbing. I saw him around the facility, but we didn't get to throw because he was, you know, coming off of that hamstring injury. But I wish him luck. He was a good teammate to have around. And I'm sure he'll do great up in Buffalo.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.